captures us perfectly. Welcome back to This, That, and the Other Thing. I am Danielle, along with my back in the real world studio again, co-host Stephanie.
I'm here.
Yay! So today's episode, we're going to catch up with each other because we're back in the studio together.
Air five.
So it feels like it's been a lifetime. Yeah. And yet, I don't know, just like everything, we've never really left each other.
Yeah, it's true. It's weird how it feels like a little bit of both, a little bit of distance and a little bit of just the same.
Yeah,
but yeah, we made it.
Yeah, so how are the purple walls treating you again?
I feel at home. I feel very calm. I feel purple is a calm color for me.
Purple is a clam. Yeah, that's what I was hearing.
calm. C-A-L-M, calm.
Yeah, so it's kind of weird with you back here, your face in real life.
My face is weird, so that is fine to say. We just finished sushi as well, so things are just back to normal.
Exactly. We're missing the coffee tonight, though, but that's okay. Water. I need water in my life.
Yeah, we need to hydrate, which I'm about to do, so I apologize. Cheers.
Yep.
Well, we're reunited.
Yeah.
And it feels so good.
It does. That's all that's been playing in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Pretty much when I said, let's talk about reunions, that's pretty much the same.
Yep.
Singing that song over and over again.
That's like the only song about reunions, really, right?
I don't know. We could probably find out some other. But yes, I mean, definitely the main one. Like when you say, I've been reunited. Reunited. And I can't sing anymore. For legal reasons, but also because I can't sing, so just leave it at that. Let's dive into here. Reunited songs. Reunited. There's a lot of songs called Reunited.
Oh,
hopelessly figure. Devoted to you.
That's a good one.
Love, Marriage, and Divorce is a band.
Oh,
maybe that's what happened to them in real life.
Interesting.
Love, no, it's Toni Braxton and Babyface. Love, Marriage, and Divorce, is that the album?
I have no idea. I'm real bad at names of things.
Hmm.
People, albums, places.
The album, Love, Marriage, and Divorce, released 2014. With Toni Braxton and Babyface.
Okay.
Who knew?
Okay.
Not me or you.
No.
And that's why
we're reunited.
So too hot. Each other. Oh, so Reunited is 20 love song collection.
Is it?
There's a 20 love song collection. Under the subtitle is 20 love songs about being reunited.
Cool. Wow.
Sexy Eyes. Ooh.
Ooh. Okay.
Who sings that one?
Not me.
I Really Love You. Three Times a Lady.
Rose. I know that.
I know the Rose. You know the Rose.
I know the Rose?
Yeah.
I know Three Times a Lady.
Did you dance to the Rose?
I did, maybe. I don't even know.
You're in my heart. If I said you had a beautiful body. Okay. Well, we're reunited.
That makes sense.
Don't Fall in Love with a Dreamer. Don't Give Up on Us, Baby. All right, well, we're just reunited. We're just back together. We don't need all this handsy-pansy stuff, but.
Reunited.
Yes.
We go together. That's what I think.
Ramalama, ding dong.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, again, just like singing. Yeah. Gotta stop it.
So I'm thinking, what things go together? Salt and pepper?
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Shoes and socks?
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But some people don't like socks with their shoes, or some people like socks with their sandals. So
true.
It's a matter of preference.
Just got my first pair of Birkenstocks, which new thing that I've done, Birkenstocks. Mm-hmm. And I got a pair of socks that they coaxed me into buying.
Oh, okay.
On their site because they looked real comfy. Mm-hmm. And I didn't intend to like get them to go with the shoes, but man, they work real well.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, in the comfort of my own home, I'm a socks and sandals person.
Okay. That's fine. I mean, it's kind of become a fashion thing. It used to be like, no, no, no. But now it's like, it's one of those ironic things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I mean, I'm not doing it ironically. I'm doing it because it's real comfy. But again, just in my own home.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Coffee and cream.
Yes. But if you drink it that way, I suppose.
Right. Okay. But like they work. Like you wouldn't, yeah. I don't know, put orange juice in there.
No.
Kind of.
I mean, I've never tried it, but no.
No.
I probably could ask my brother. He does that stuff. He makes these weird like drink concoctions.
Just to try it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll have to ask him. I feel like this is something that he's tried.
Probably. Bread and butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Bread and butter.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Yes, I'm a jelly, not a jam.
Oh, I'm both depending on the flavor.
Okay.
I like a grape jelly, mm-hmm. but I preserves.
Preserves. Oh, okay. Mm. Peanut butter and preserves. That's a whole mouthful.
Yeah, that's not good.
It doesn't flow.
Jelly. But grape jelly for sure.
Yeah, it has to be grape for me. I can't get down with the strawberry. Yeah,
I'm okay with like, I won't, if it's the only option, okay. But like if I'm going to pick grape.
Yeah, I feel like every diner that I've gone to, it's only strawberry as the option. I don't know if it's because there's a grape jelly container shortage.
I'm taking all the grapes.
there's the answer. I've always arrived after you.
Yeah.
So
I'm taking all the grapes and the marmalade.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, okay, marmalade. Let's go there for a second.
Okay.
I used to love marmalade. My grandmother used to eat it. So it was just one of those like growing up, like go to grandma.
Yeah, yeah. Go to grandma's house and eat marmalade. Marmalade
on toast. And I loved it. And my kids are watching some show that the character was eating marmalade. And I'm like, oh my God, I haven't had that in forever. So I went to the store, you know, whenever it was, and I got some. Did not have the same
not
nostalgia.
All marmalades are created equal. Yeah, you have to get a good one.
Yeah, this was not a good one. Oh, not for me.
Sorry that ruined
not
it for you.
It. Yeah. I want to have that marmalade experience again. Mm-hmm. That one wasn't it. So,
oh. And to me, I need butter with it, not just the marmalade. It needs to have a little bit of butter going on, like
maybe
melted.
That's what I was missing. I think this was just like a really strong marmalade. Mm. Do you know what I mean? I need more of a sweet.
Yes. As okay. Opposed to too that much orange, rind. Not enough sugar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that was it.
Yeah. We'll try again.
Yeah. But I like a marmalade on toast. That for mm-hmm. me, that goes together. Marmalade English toast. Muffin. English muffin. That works.
So good.
That works.
Hammer and nails.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Needle and thread.
Yes.
Definitely go together. Knife and fork, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the spoon, but knife and fork.
Yeah. I mean, they work together. I think you need a fork to use the knife.
Yeah, I guess so. Unless you use your hands.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
Hand
yeah, you
and
need
knife.
A fork. They do go together.
Yeah, unless you're talking about a different kind of knife. And
oh, yeah.
Like more morbid.
Yeah, a little bit. On the opposite of that, hugs and kisses.
Aw, yeah.
Sweet and sour.
Now, do you like a sweet and sour, like, chicken, like, more savory, like, sweet and sour dish?
No, like, when it's, like, a Chinese food, sweet and sour sauce?
Yeah.
Mm-mm, no.
See, I'll eat that, but, like, I'm more of, like, a salty and sweet as opposed to sweet and sour. Like
yes.
I like
yes.
the taste of like a salt, like a sea salt caramel.
Uh-huh. Or like chocolate. A chocolate covered pretzel.
Right.
I need
you
that.
You get that. Yeah. I would take over the sweet and the sour.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page.
Definitely. We are yin and yang.
Yeah. Yeah. We're this and that.
Uh-huh. So. We're bacon and eggs.
I'm like drawing a blank of other things, so I'm just like
spaghetti
yes,
and
yep.
meatballs.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
Nuts and bolts. We're nuts and bolts. I don't know why that one got me.
Yeah, now I'm just laughing over here, thinking nuts and bolts.
A little bit of crazy.
Yeah.
Now, okay, yeah. So that's just a couple of things that kind of go together, just like we do.
I agree. We agree. I think we're better together, so
for sure.
But being reunited is very nice. It made me think about just reunions in general. High school reunion. I mean, we've had one. Neither of us attended.
No, and another one's coming up.
Another one will be coming up.
What just happened to our lives?
I don't know. I don't know. How do you feel about the reunion? I'm kind of like...
I think I'd say yes this time, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know. Honestly, I could still take it or leave it, but like, I'm not wholeheartedly on the I don't really need to do it side anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like, oh, okay. So if it happens, I might go.
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably on the fence too. It's like now with social media, you feel you could kind of keep up with everyone, but it is nice to like see people.
Mm-hmm. We're getting old. Want to see you again.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I said, say the social media really kind of helps you see what's going on in people's lives deeper than like, you know, a 45-minute conversation.
True.
Yeah, which really would you be talking to one person for that long? It's a lot of like shuffle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say absolutely no, but probably no. I guess well,
if you don't go, I'm
day.
Not going to go.
Yeah. I know how that works.
Nah. I mean, I don't know. I'd think about going, but like, I think I'd want to at least have like an out if I don't want to be there and just be like, oh, sorry, I got to go now.
Yeah.
Just in case. It's one of, like a bad date. You need to plan your exit a little
bit.
Yeah,
exactly. Well, that's why you have one of us on speed dial. And if we're both at the event, then
that's
kinda,
no good. Yeah, that's true.
It doesn't work out.
But at least you could have like the husband's call. Hey, emergency, I need you. Yeah,
kids come, cats come. We need, you know, something going on. Did you have a college reunion?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah. Well, I know Greg had one. Okay. We went to his and it was a lot of fun.
Cool.
It was like a fall weekend and was it fall or spring? It was spring.
Both are nice.
It was spring, not okay. fall. Take that back. That's homecoming. were going to go to homecoming and then we waited and we went to the fall or spring reunion. I remember because it was so hot. It was great. It was fun. They had a lot of like family activities. You know, you could kind of go to whatever. And it's a whole nother level at a college.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. And
I assume it's on the campus.
Yes, it was on campus. You get to stay. You could stay in some of the dorms if you wanted
cool.
to.
We
had
done that.
Just had Zoe. So we decided just to get a hotel that was off campus, you know, for us. It was nice. I hadn't ever actually been up to that part of Ithaca and we got to go downtown one night and we had, you know, just kind of saw where, you know, him and the fraternity brothers, for the most part, that's who we hung out with, you know, spent most of their time. And we did go to the fraternity house and that was exciting and scary.
See it during the daylight and
stuff? Yeah, during the daylight. I was not allowed to go in the basement.
Yeah.
So,
usually those are the worst spots. Even in the dark, you don't want to be in there.
No, I've heard the horror stories.
Yeah.
I was warned, so
it's like
I
a sacred
was like, okay,
spot slash not. Dirtiest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So I said, I'm good. I'm good up here.
I'll just imagine it.
Yeah, or not. Just pretend it didn't happen. It was a very nice time. I think as a guest, it was nice because, you know, I'm just like a third party, like, oh, hey, you know, I'm just here. I know his friends, but it wasn't my experience there.
Right.
So it was like a little tour for me and a fun time. And I think he had a good time too. You know, him and his friends, they're great. You know, most of his friends.
Yeah,
so.
They'll always have a good time no matter where they are.
Yes, so. They're all easygoing and really fun, nice guys and their wives and girlfriends respectively and husbands. We had a really good time, and I'm kind of looking forward to the next one. Some of his friends are coming to visit soon now that everything's opening up again, and we were talking about that. So we should plan to go up to Ithaca again because it was such a good time.
Cool.
So I'm for that kind of reunion.
Awesome. So like you're for your for not your own
yeah,
reunion,
not my personal reunion, but like someone else's.
Yeah.
So
I'd be down for that too. Like no ties to it, no like expectations of anything, just I'm there as a guest.
Yeah, and then but you can see like the bond that they have,
yeah,
you know, and
it's totally fun.
It is fun to see that, and you can see like, you know, the nostalgia that they go through, or they can show you what, well, oh, when we, you know, we were here, we did this, or this is where, you know, we studied this, and I like that.
Sounds awesome.
What about family reunions? Do you guys
We never had
do
a family
that?
Reunion.
No, never.
No, it was just like get together at the holidays mm-hmm. and like there's so many holidays that we would usually have all gone together at. Mm-hmm. And that's about it. I mean, there's no like, I don't know. We've never like tried to reach out to any extended family that are very far away.
Right.
And like, I know they're out there. I just don't know them at all. Mm-hmm. Like, don't even think I could tell you their names for half of them. So that's unfortunate. But yeah, I don't know. Never even thought about like, hey, we should have a reunion.
Yeah. Hey, well, now's the time. Now, yeah. Hey.
True, true.
You never know. You could reach out and meet some new family that you didn't know about.
Yeah.
We've done family reunions a couple of times.
Yes, I've seen the pictures. They look really fun.
They are fun. My dad's family, he has a lot of family out on the West Coast. And we, every few years, we tried to do something together. So we had gone to like North Carolina before. We'd gone to California. They've come to the Jersey Shore, Pennsylvania. But by far, the best one that we did was when we went to Jackson Hole out in Wyoming.
Yeah, that looked like man. So much fun.
Oh, it was so fun. We had this huge house for our family, and the California cousins, they all got another house real close by. And it was great. I mean, we got to explore a new area together. We went on a river rafting thing.
Ooh.
Yeah, which I'm still friends with our tour guide.
Yeah, cool.
Shout out to Adam. we got to see like bald eagles just like flying over top.
Wow.
Bison, you know, were driving and they're just,
in person?
Oh, yeah. They're Whoa. Walking in front of the car.
They're huge, aren't
oh,
they?
Oh, my gosh. They're yeah. huge. I'll never forget it because I was planning a huge event the like 2 weeks after that, and it was a lot of conference calls going on, and I was in the back of the car on my computer, in the back of the car and on my cell phone and doing this conference call, typing things up, taking like minutes and doing all these things, and we're like stopped and I'm like, excuse me for one moment, there's bison like crossing our path right now. And we're yeah. like, where are you?
Just
I'm like,
watch
oh, I'm just at a reunion in Jackson Hole. Like, what? You know, like, you live in New Jersey where you would never see this no. unless it's like a zoo. But yeah, so that's, I'll remember that for sure. And then we went over and we went and saw Old Faithful. And
oh, that's so cool. It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, you got to do it. It was a really great time. And I think because it was a neutral location, there was just so much to see, you know, for all of us. Some of my cousins had been out there before. And I mean, they had talked it up so much and it really lived up to it. Like, what is it called? Is it like the $1 million cowboy bar, I think it's called. And like Ooh. The bar stools are like saddles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, very classic and yeah. awesome.
And like they have these arches over in like the center of town that are just all antlers.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, it really is a cool place. It's a teeny tiny airport.
Those are good airports, though.
Won't forget the flight home. We got delayed in Chicago, of course. It was Ooh. My grandmother's birthday. We were teasing her that Aww. It was going to be her next year birthday by the time we got home because our flight was delayed. Then we got on the plane and then they made us sit there for like another 3 hours before we flew. It was brutal.
Oh my God. It's
brutal.
Probably, like the vacation was just as long as all your waiting.
It was a long, Holy crap. Long trip back. Probably my worst flying experience ever, actually.
I'm so sorry.
But it was fine. It was worth it. It was such a good trip. And I love having a family reunion with those guys. So mm-hmm. looking forward to the next one. My one cousin is engaged, so I'm sure her wedding will be coming up soon. That's not me inviting myself or anything, but but yeah, she just graduated law school, so she's got a lot going on.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah, big time. So looking forward to that.
Maybe I'll go to your family reunion.
Hey, that's fine. It's fine with me. You're always away. Welcome. You're basically family.
Thanks.
So, I mean, yeah. At some point that should just like happen. You know, I don't know if we like adopt you, you get to use our last name or something. Yeah. I mean, we've known each other for so long.
Happen just for fun.
Well, it would be like an exchange because, you know, like, you know, I call your mom, Mama Lynn, like, you know what I mean? It just kind of happens. So maybe if there's like a family. Formality, yeah.
We'll like make our own little contracts and be like,
yeah. Okay. Well, another popular reunion just happened too in the TV realm of families, which the Friends reunion.
Yeah.
Which I haven't watched.
You haven't? Oh, okay.
I'll need to watch it.
It's very good.
Oh, is it good?
Yeah.
Were you fulfilled watching it?
I was. What I think I liked the most, and I mean, it's pretty obvious from all the previews. I'm not going to spoil anything here, but just in case, spoiler alert. It's not episodes. It's not like new episodes. They're not trying to recreate the show or bring it back or, you know, anything. It's just, it's a reunion and they talk about what the show was and everything. And I thought that was a really good way to do a reunion like that instead of bringing the show back and never getting disappointed. It was just kind of like a cool
homage.
Look back homage. Yeah. Yeah. I really liked it.
I think that's the way to go. I think I like to see the people that play them and then like how they respond to one another because that's what makes you come back. When you see like the chemistry that they have, you know, I know it's all a part and they're actors, but when you see that, I mean, you've seen that all of them have stayed in touch over the years and they're like best friends, and that's what makes me drawn to a show, I think, is like when you see that like they've actually like really created like a tight-knit relationship.
They definitely have, 100%. Like, just the one line, and again, not spoiling anything, just that like they mentioned that whenever they're at like parties together and like someone will see another across the room, it's just they're like, sorry, excuse me, gotta go talk to that person for like 45 minutes. That's it. That's like they end the party that way, and
yeah,
they're friends. They literally are friends.
Yeah. works out well. I hope to watch it soon. I just haven't had a chance.
It's long. Definitely take a break if you need to. It's like 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I mean, it's substantial. You wouldn't want to be like, I think people would be disappointed with a half an hour.
Oh no, it's a lot and it's awesome. The whole thing.
Nice. Are there any shows or movies that you hope have a reunion? Like there's cast that you'd like to see or that you have seen aside from the Friends cast that,
Oh gosh. I mean, the one that first, for whatever reason, and I don't know why this popped in my head, very first thing was the OC.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be fun to see them back together just to, I don't know, have them catch up on what they've done.
Yeah.
I know it didn't last too long of a show and I liked it anyway.
It's on longer than you think. Probably it was a couple seasons at least.
Yeah, it was a couple. High school into college for me, so.
Yeah, I do remember that. I feel like it's been in the news a little bit because there's been a lot of like behind the scenes, you know, there's a lot of things changing with the way like people treated people back then.
Yes.
Now is kind of reformatting a lot of things. So,
yep.
I mean, it could happen for them, like to do that, the OC.
How about you?
Well, I've got a whole list.
Okay.
I mean, we saw a little bit of reunion with them when they did the little fall, winter, spring.
Yes.
With the Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
It was nice to see everybody back after. And for me, I saw the show later, so I kind of got to see it all together. It was nice to see like the change in the characters. You know, I could say there was a break, obviously, from when the show ended to when they came back. And I know that they've been hinting to maybe potentially doing another little reunion type thing.
You're in the life kind of thing again.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So, I mean, I'd be for that.
Oh, for sure.
But honestly, even if they did something where it was just like a sit down, you know.
Yeah, totally. Like I would take that. The style that Friends did and apply it to all the shows that want to do a reunion.
Yeah.
It's great.
And Scott Patterson, who played Luke on the show, he actually just started a podcast. And I think it is going to be a lot like, you know, with the cast and kind of chatting all that. So maybe something to check out.
Fantastic. I will.
Good for sure. What else? Friday Night Lights. Did you ever watch that show?
No, I didn't. I heard it was very popular.
Yeah. You're not a super sporty person, but. It was great. I mean, it was a lot of family, drama, but like that, it's a little bit of mix, you know, family drama, high school drama, football drama.
Yep. Okay.
A little bit of all that.
Cool.
But just really good acting. And
what was the movie? Was it Sandra Bullock?
Oh, The Blind Side?
Yeah. I imagine it that, but like a show.
Yeah. Kind of like that.
That was definitely a good movie.
Yeah. And yeah, I mean, you know, these kids, especially out in Texas, it seems like football is life. So it kind of made that apparent. And it was just one of those, like, the coach was so likable and
cool. Maybe I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's one of those that, like, you watch a couple episodes and you're kind of hooked.
Yeah. Cool.
Breaking Bad, I love.
Didn't watch it yet.
Nope, not going to say anything. But they're very close, the Aaron Paul and Bryan Cranston. They have, like, a... What do they have? Is it whiskey? They have a liquor together.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it's tequila. So they've been selling that. And so they're, I mean, they're kind of together a lot. And then with Better Call Saul, we kind of see some of the Breaking Bad characters popping up here and there.
Also, so, did not watch that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that makes sense. And another big, big news that they just today posted their first read, Sex and the City, which 3 out of 4 are coming back. So
awesome.
I'm good with that. So very excited about that. I'm guessing sometime late next year, maybe it'll be out.
That'll be exciting.
I know. It'd be interesting to see where they take it.
Yeah. Like, I assume it would pick up after the movies.
Yes. I mean, Samantha's we'll not a part of it. So what they do with her character will be interesting. Someone said they were going to do something where it's like she, if they say friends grow apart, but that just, I don't know if that's the right route.
Oh, that would be sad.
Yeah.
For her character.
I mean, it just seems weird that they would do that. I mean, I think it's better than killing her off, I guess.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But at the same time, I don't know. I mean, things definitely change in your life, but I don't know. Unless she was away, studying, working far away something.
Which would make sense.
It could work for her.
Yeah.
What else? X-Files. Did you ever watch that?
I did watch that.
Okay.
When it first aired, so it was a very long time ago. Mm-hmm.
And did you watch the reboot?
I did not.
Okay. So I did not watch either.
Okay.
I know it was very popular. Greg's probably one of his favorite shows is The X-Files.
That's a good show.
So we watched a few of the episodes, the original episodes recently, and I found them interesting. So maybe we'll watch some more. And then I think he did watch all of the new ones. I'm not sure if he watched all of them or not, but... I know a lot of people were really into that back then and now. I can't say I don't like them. I did see David Duchovny once in a play in New York City.
Okay.
And he was really great. And, afterwards he was saying hi to everybody and just very good acting. So
nice. And I've just been watching The Crown, and she played the prime minister. What's her name? Oh. Can't think of her name. Chillion, whatever. She was the prime minister and did a very good job, in my opinion.
Yeah, I feel like she pops up in random places. And she was,
and in things that I wouldn't expect.
The kids have they like this one author, and they've turned some of her stories into animated shorts, about a half hour stories. And Gillian Anderson is the voice of, the one character, and her, there's three lines in the whole thing, but it's they had her doing it. So it was kind of funny.
Cool.
Yeah. What else? The Office and Parks and Rec. I mean, I just love them. They're like a family, it's such a huge cast.
Yep.
So I always like to see the camaraderie between them,
and Jenna and Angela have that podcast.
Yes, and they have a podcast as well.
Yep.
See, we're all related.
What are that, Office
podcast
Ladies?
Fam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some throwbacks that I'd love to see. They're not super throwbacks, like Happy Days, which would be fine with me.
Happy Days.
But Family Matters, I'd love to see it. Full House had a whole reboot, which I liked.
They did. I started watching it, never finished. But
it's one of those things you could just turn on whenever,
Yeah.
Family Matters, I'd love to see that. Where's Stefan or Kel now?
Yeah.
And then for us, I mean, Now and Then was such a huge movie. It would be cool to kind of see where, if everybody got together.
Yeah, do I don't know, just to get together or do it Now and Then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like kind of pick up where the movie left off almost.
Yeah.
Or where it started, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Started and left off.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
And then every year we kind of get a reunion because when we celebrate Rex Manning Day, it's Empire Records reunion. And I feel like everybody in the cast steps it up, and they're extra social. And because a lot of them aren't always super, super social media people. But when it's Rex Manning Day, they appreciate the fans and they appreciate the show and the movie.
It's just...
Yeah. And you just feel like a part of the community. It really is.
Yeah.
Just hits the soul the right way.
Every time I do any sort of painting around the house, mm-hmm. I am listening to a podcast that is, I believe it is called Empire Records Minute. Mm-hmm. And they go through the movie minute by minute. Mm-hmm. But they dissect everything that's happening in that 1 minute. And it could start and end between, like in the middle of a sentence, it could anything. It's a very cool podcast. I definitely recommend it if you like Empire Records.
That is cool. That's really neat. And really cool concept. Can we do that too?
Yes.
And we'll do it backwards.
Oh.
Also, when you're painting, do you glue quarters to the floor?
I do not.
Okay. All right.
Just straight up painting. Real boring.
And then, yeah, another reunion that happened. They brought back the Mighty Ducks on Disney Plus. They have the new series, which features Lauren Graham from Gilmore Girls.
Yes.
But a lot of the same elements, like the Mighty Ducks spirit and all that, is there. However, this time around, the Mighty Ducks are the bad guys.
Oh, no.
So, yes, it's gotten to their heads. So I don't want to spoil anything, but yes, Gordon Bombay is there. And he helps the team that, the team that's fighting with the Mighty Ducks per se. They're called the Don't Bothers.
Oh.
And
the Bench Warmers.
Yes, pretty much. Yeah. Don't Bothers. And there is an episode where there is a reunion of some of cool. the guests have come back, and hopefully it gets picked up for another season, because they've been teasing that, they'd be able to get more, but because of pandemic and filming and everything, they weren't able to get everybody in there. So it would be awesome if there's another season, because I actually really enjoyed it. I thought it was light and fun, and the kids could really watch it if they wanted to, and then as a grown up, I didn't feel like, I just felt like, oh, it was cute. It was cute.
Yeah, I need a light, fun show.
There you go.
So now I think I'm gonna have to watch the movies again, mm-hmm. and then get back into the show.
Sounds good. And yeah, and the thing about it is that you technically don't even have to watch the movies. I recommend it because I love the movies.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't want to watch movies?
But you don't technically have to watch the movies to see the show.
It's okay. Just,
yes, you will give it a little background on Gordon Bombay and the Ducks, but other than that, no, they do a good job explaining that.
Cool.
For like the new era.
So yeah. Kids that didn't watch the movies.
Yeah. Yes, that's right. So something else that goes together, especially with podcasts, is Buzzsprout. That's helped us start this podcast, and it's super simple, and we love them.
Yeah. Buzzsprout gets your show listed in every major podcast platform, as we always say. They will set you up with a podcast website, audio players you can drop into other websites, analytics to see how people are listening, and so, so, so much more.
Following the link in our show notes, let's Buzzsprout know we sent you, gets you a $20 gift card for Amazon. Why am I talking like an Amazon person? if you sign up for a paid plan, and help support our show. So if you're ready to get behind the mic and hit record, let Buzzsprout help you on your way. Woohoo. Buzzsprout and Instacart, we can't forget our good friends over there. They are doing awesome things and helping us get our groceries like super fast, even as quick as 1 hour. Especially during these times, having the groceries arrive at your doorstep is key. So check it out, Instacart, by going to instacart.olioyb.net/thisthatpod for their current promos and grocery selection.
Woo.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather live by Hakuna Matata or YOLO?
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
Same. That song's going to be stuck in my head.
Yeah, but sorry, everybody.
Yeah.
But for me, it's definitely the better choice.
Yeah, I feel, YOLO is, it's fine in its own, but Hakuna Matata's, it's got more, it's more history there. And
It means no worries.
It means no worries. Absolutely.
I like to say that.
For the rest of your days.
Would you rather be without elbows or without knees?
Without elbows or knees? Oh, let me see here.
How do you want to walk? It's like Barbie-esque.
It is very Barbie-esque. I was thinking that as I was mimicking my arms. I think I would have to go with, I was totally going to say elbows, but now I don't know. No, I'd have to go elbows because I'm always dancing around and I can work with the stiff arms, I guess, a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Can lift the kids up like a forklift. Just kind of poking around. I don't know how I would eat.
It'd be tough.
Yeah.
Fling things in. or just like
face plant.
Yeah. Just face right in.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the bows.
Long straws.
Yeah, go with the bows. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a milkshake dinner every night, which is basically every night for me. Ice cream, so.
Popcorn and milkshakes.
Oh, God. That sounds awfully, like, terribly
too much.
Tough. Yeah, like, well, oh, no. What happened? Can't do that.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think I'd go on the same boat with you. Elbows, for sure. I would get rid of them. Okay, here's a kind of a gross one. Would you rather get married to a zombie or give birth to a zombie?
Would they try to eat me either?
I mean, I would assume it's a zombie, so yes.
I don't get some sort of like zombie pass because I'm married to or birthing one. I don't know.
Like maybe they want to love you, but they also want to eat you.
That sounds like a show. It's tough, right? A show like that.
Oh, yeah?
I feel like, I don't know. Santa Clarita, isn't that Santa yes. Clarita Diet? They're like also, something about zombies.
That show is gone. But it's kind of zombies.
Oh, okay.
Not your traditional type of zombie. Yes.
I guess be married to one. I can't imagine like birthing a zombie. It'd just be like, oh, it's so cute. And it's
would you me. Even, yeah, like would they just eat their way out of you?
Yeah. I don't know. That's the gross part. I'll be married to one.
Okay.
Sometimes I feel like I am a zombie, so Greg might be married to one.
Okay, another gross one. Would you rather use boiling water as eye drops or gargle with hot sauce?
Gargle with hot sauce.
Right? Me too. I don't want to burn my eyes.
Yeah, no. Ooh. Can't. For me, it's like eyes and neck, which is, okay, so the throat is like there, but it's inside.
But like you know what hot sauce is like.
Yeah, right? I like hot sauce. So like, but yeah, gargling with it is going to be torture. But better than the eyes. Right. I can't. I don't even like when shower water hits my eyes the weird way. I'm like, oh God, no.
Like burns anyway. Yeah. Like no way.
Yeah, no thanks.
Here's an interesting one. Would you rather be tissue paper or toilet paper?
Oh, tissue paper. It's so much fun.
I don't know. Is it like? I think like nose tissue.
Oh, like nose tissue? Oh, yeah. I was thinking like
not like the present. I know, because who wouldn't want to be the present tissue paper? Yeah.
I still think I'd be tissue paper.
Okay. Same.
Yeah, because we know how to boogie.
And one for the dad jokes.
There we go. You're welcome.
All right. I think I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's good. We know how to boogie.
And on a dad joke.
And scene. Well, I'm so glad we're back.
Yeah, it's been great. Great in catching up over sushi a little bit.
Yes.
Get a podcast in there.
Yes. Short and sweet, and I like it.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess that's our time in the studio. We'll probably be hanging out a little bit after this because, you know, reunions, we need to prolong them forever and ever and ever. But thanks for tuning in, and feel free to share us with someone you know. As always, you know, we could always use a nice little rating or review. We're never going to turn that down. You could do both. That would be nice.
Hey, we appreciate anything we get.
Yeah. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Twitter, thisthat_pod, and visit our website, thisthatpod.com. So for my lovely back in the studio co-host, Stephanie.
That's me.
I am Danielle. And remember, with friends, anything is possible.
Bye. This, That, and the Other Thing with Danielle Messina and Stephanie Rossi is recorded at Landbridge Records. Special thanks to Rigby for providing our theme song and incidentals. Be sure to check us out on Instagram and Twitter at thisthat_pod and our website, thisthatpod.com. Teeth with a gap that'll make Michael Strahan jealous. Oh my God.
All right, we good?
Yeah, let's just wing it.
Okay, okay. Oh, hearing myself is great.
Hello, hello, hello.
Mop, mop.